Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, this is going to be fun because finally, after about 8 weeks, 9 weeks, depending on what team you follow, of the NFL season, we could have some drama at the very top. 877-881-1053 is the Autoflex Easton fan text. 877-881-1053. We need your 5 through 1 or 1 through 5 for this week's NFL Power Rankings. Choppy said, I'm going to freak when I hear his. Let's go 5 through 1 this week.
All right, sir.
We know Roy's number one. But I think there'll be some intrigue with ours.
My question is there more intrigue in who's going to be your one or who's going to be your five? Because I had about 4 teams that could have been my 5.
Okay. There's some decisions to be made with both. Let's go number 5, Ralph.
I didn't second guess any of these. I did these in about 38 seconds, and I was first guess, first thought right there. And my number 5 is the same as I've had the last 2 weeks. The L.A. Chargers are my number 5 team. They are 3rd in offensive efficiency and 15th in defensive, but dead last in special teams. That's a problem.
Cut their kicker.
They continuously cut their kicker.
Again, yeah. They always cut their kicker.
But I am a big fan of the L.A. Chargers. I think that they are the only team in the AFC that can upset that entire Kansas City-New England death match for the heavyweight championship of the universe that's coming. Give me the L.A. Chargers at number 5.
Let me say something real quick about the Chargers. I'm just not impressed with any of their wins of the teams that they've beaten. They lost to the Rams by 10, respectable, at home. They lost to the
There's no such thing as a Chargers home game.
They lost to the Chiefs by 10 to open. They lost to the Rams by 12, and they've beaten the Bills, the 49ers, the Raiders, the Browns, the Titans, and the Seahawks. I still have trust issues with them. Major trust issues with the Chargers. I always have. I always will. But I understand it at number 5, dub.
I also have the Los Angeles Chargers there at number 5. Now, I considered the Carolina Panthers here. I considered the Pittsburgh Steelers here. I thought maybe who wins tonight is going to determine that. But yeah. When I look ahead at their schedule and I think about the fact that Joey Bosa still hasn't played, really at all for them this season, they get the Raiders on the road, then they get the Broncos at home, then they get the Cardinals at home. If they don't win 2 of those 3, that's a shocker, and that puts them at already getting close to getting into the playoffs. I really like this Chargers team. I think Phillip Rivers is being underrated. Keenan Allen finally had his breakout game, first game over 100 yards since week 1. So give me the L.A. Chargers. I really like them at 5.
Since you bring up the Chargers and you bring up Bosa, perfect opportunity to finally play this. It's so good. I asked Troy to keep it on the cut sheet over the past few days. Rex Ryan on ESPN calling out the family.
I'm telling you, this offense is scary. If Joey Bosa ever decides to show up, I don't know if he has to ask his dad for permission because, we know the Bosas that if there's an injury that's a week to 12 weeks, they're going to take it all the way to 12 weeks. This is the NFL, man. I mean, I can't wait to see him. They need a player like Joey Bosa to be out there. And when they get him back, Joey Bosa is a great player. Nobody understands this injury. I think speaking as a Charger fan, we're all like, where is this cat? But if he shows up and is the Joey Bosa we expect, this team is scary good and may end up being the best team in the AFC.
Calling out the family. I love it. I love it from Rex.
It's so great. I mean, he's in a perfect role right now with ESPN. Like, he's better than he was in the game. He was maybe a little nervous, but now he's in a perfect role.
My number 5, it has to remain, is going to be the Carolina Panthers.
Ooh, with sharp teeth and claws.
What is that? What is
that's that guy's song. Carolina Panthers with sharp teeth and claws. Yeah. We growl to win this game.
Okay. They've won 5 out of 6. They beat Cincinnati by 10. They won in Philly. They handled the Ravens. They stomped the Buccaneers. And I can't wait to watch tonight at Pittsburgh. This is one of those instances. Maybe this will affect our Rams-Saints pick later on. It did Chiefs-Patriots, where they could lose by 3 or 6 and still maintain standing here because it's on the road. Carolina's my number 5. Quattro.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm.
Plummeting 2 spots.
Plummeting.
My biggest issue with them, they did their best damage early on in the season. Their 3 best wins came in their first 4 games when there was still not a big book on the Patrick Mahomes experiment. And I think he's terrific.
Damn.
They would not be favored against any of the 3 teams above them on a neutral field. I would not pick them to beat any of the 3 teams above them on a neutral field. I watched that detail thing, and they got picked apart for being so lucky against bad teams like Cleveland.
Wait a second. No, yeah. I got to call you on stuff. I've been letting you get away with stuff. What's happening here? For too long.
What's that?
Real.
They beat the Chargers on the road by 10. You love the Chargers.
But that was early. Again, those 3 of their 4 best wins.
Okay.
All right, we're in the first 4 or 5 weeks.
I mean, you can only beat who
you
play.
What about New England? They lost by 3, and we had them above New England in New England. Mm-hmm. They worked your Cincinnati Bengals by 35.
Yep.
And that wasn't in the beginning of the year.
Nope, but that's, I mean, our
season. And then they beat Denver by 7, and then they beat Cleveland by 16.
2 awful wins. I mean, neither team is any good. Neither team has a quarterback. So what is the.
So what are they supposed to do? Win by 40?
No, but I mean, like, you know, all right, are they.
What do they do to get downgraded?
Nothing. They didn't do anything wrong to get downgraded. I just think the other teams, I would pick them on a neutral field.
I mean, it's fair. If you think they would, I disagree with it. But you're going to get to see them play one of those teams in 2 weeks when they face off against the Rams in Mexico City.
It'll be the Chargers on a neutral field.
The Chargers are a neutral field, yeah. Right? I mean, that's.
So you would pick on a neutral field the Chargers to beat the Chiefs today?
No. Chargers are behind the Chiefs.
Okay. So who are you talking about on their upcoming schedule? You mentioned like 3 teams.
No, he said
the three teams I have ahead of them in the rankings.
Yeah, okay.
I would pick on a neutral field to beat the Chiefs.
All right, well, I'm dying to hear who your number 3 is. Chiefs are number 4 for RJ. I'm dying to hear number 3. Roy, you're 4.
I mean, number 4 for me still stays Pat, if you will. Patriots, they're at number 4. Tom Brady, I mean, yeah, he's still doing what he does, and the Patriots are doing what they do. They're top 4 in terms of scoring offense in the NFL, but I just like the other 3 teams above him a little bit better. And Rob Gronkowski's health, I'm sorry, like it's a major concern for me. And not only that, when he has been healthy, he hasn't looked like the same game changer that he has in the past for them. The loss of Sony Michel right now, I think, is also playing its part. Although, man, boy, they make it look easy when Cordarrelle Patterson just comes in and makes up for all that. But still, I think the 3 teams I have above them are slightly better, so I'll have the Pats at 4.
Pats are my 4 as well. Won't waste any more time on it. New England at 4. Who is your 3 above Kansas City?
New England. New England is my 3. They're on a great winning streak right now. They're playing good football. And, you know, they beat Aaron Rodgers last week. I'm not saying anything great, but that was billed as this next level game.
Overhyped, though.
Oh, a little bit overhyped, absolutely. They beat the Chiefs head-to-head. As well, even though it was a home game.
I'm just wondering what happened to flip-flop them. Why Kansas City hasn't lost. And New England has beaten the Colts. They beat the Chiefs. They won at Chicago by 7. They beat the Bills.
Yep.
And then they beat the Packers, who are kind of hovering around
500. I just think lately they're playing better. And that's why. It's a fluid thing. It's week to week.
Okay. 3.
At number 3, I had the Kansas City Chiefs. For that reason, Sean, I mean, I still look back to that Patriots game and say to myself that Tom Brady, like, needed a magical drive at the end of the game to win it. Now, I'm not saying that he's not capable of that, but I think the next time they match up, they're probably going to be playing an Arrowhead. And if they're playing an Arrowhead, I like the Chiefs' chances a little bit better than I like the Patriots. So give me Kansas City there at 3.
Kansas City's my 3 as well. Let's go to 2.
Number 2, and all 3 teams that I have above Kansas City, I believe, have a better coach-quarterback combo. And I have number 2, the LA Rams. They got down early. They could have quit in that game at New Orleans. They were down 35-18. They stormed back. They tied it up. And then they wound up losing. But I still did the LA Rams. I would pick on a neutral field over every team, potentially except New Orleans. And that game may wind up being in New Orleans now. We don't know. That was a huge monumental win. I've got the L.A. Rams at number two.
Yep, me too. L.A. Rams at two, taking on the Seahawks this week. Hopefully, I mean, I would be surprised. I don't think they're going to overlook Seattle, but that could be a little bit of a trap game with that Monday night lingering against the Kansas City Chiefs next weekend. But the Rams for me at two, and I don't, you know, I don't have any issues with docking them just one spot for the loss.
But you had the Saints at one, right?
I do have the Saints at one.
So, but you had them at one last week?
Yeah, I had them at one last week.
So you're not getting, you're not docking the Rams, right?
Yeah, not really. I just
they didn't move.
No. I had the Rams at one last week. I thought.
I don't remember.
Let me double check that. But I thought I had the Rams at one. But if I didn't, then I mean, yeah, it makes sense.
Then you can't brag on us. I'd love for you to have the Rams at one. That means you can't brag about loving the Saints so much. I have the Saints at one. I was torn. You know, I wanted to apply the Chiefs.
Oh, I did because I called the Saints to beat the Rams.
You had what?
I did have the Saints at one because I called the Saints to beat the Rams. I think that's going to change this weekend. So
I was torn between the Saints and the Rams. I was trying to apply the Kansas City-New England factor. I didn't because I thought that the Saints controlled this game more than the Patriots controlled the Chiefs or whatever way you want to look at it. And it took that second half rally. So I'm going to go Saints one. I'm trusting their defense a little bit more. I just think they're giving up less points right now than the Rams. You know, the Rams should have more talent. Is Ndamukong Suh doing anything? I need to look at some of these Pro Football Focus rankings. But Saints 1 for me, Rams 2, Chiefs 3, Patriots 4, Panthers 5. 1 through 5, RJ?
I got the Saints number 1. They beat last week my best team in the NFL. I got the Rams 2. The Patriots, number 3, Kansas City, and the L.A. Chargers.
Saints, Rams, Chiefs, Patriots, and Chargers.
All right, Troy, what is this WFAA 7-year-old letter for Jerry Jones?
Yeah, so listen, a lot of people are very upset with what's going on with the boys. You know, they vent their frustration on social media. Sometimes they like to vent their frustration through other ways, songs, parodies, whatever it should be. This was a small child that decided to vent by writing a letter to the Cowboys. And like you said, we go over to Channel 8 WFAA for the report.
Dear Mr. Jones,
if you're writing a letter to Cowboys owner Jerry Jones,
my family has been Dallas Cowboys fans since the team was started.
It's probably best to start by saying you're a fan.
And I have met Zeke, Taco, Jason Wynn.
7-year-old Rylan Wood did just that in this letter.
My family's like a really big Cowboys family.
But then,
you have made my mom very mad.
He didn't pull any punches.
Because we suck.
Wood has sported the blue and silver all his life, and he's even met some players. But when the boys lost to the Titans Monday night, putting their record at a measly 3-5, he, just like all of Cowboys Nation, had enough.
He said, well, if we lose, I really want to write a letter. So I was like, okay.
And not just any letter, but one to the owner of America's team.
So, Mom, can I write a letter to Jerry Jones? And she said, yep. And then we started writing.
So, Wood thought it was important to let Jones know that the Cowboys keep letting his mom down, who is also a diehard fan. Then he suggests that the team might be better if Dez Bryant was still around.
See what happens when Dez is gone?
Then he finishes with the ultimate burn.
The cheerleaders are better than the team this year.
Oh. That's a good line.
So the letter's out there. Roy has retweeted it at RW3. 7-year-old Rylan Wood writing the letter to Jerry. You have made my mom very mad because we suck. Every game day she is yelling at the TV and turns off the game. We're wanting to believe in the boys, but it's hard. I hope Coach Garrett is clapping if this letter gets to you. He dropped a clapper in there.
Notice how he put Coach Garrett in quotation marks?
Ouch.
This was some guidance here, like a Floyd press release.
You think that there was parental help here?
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe an uncle, a disgruntled uncle?
A little bit of parental help, a little bit of a puker action from the guy next to him.
If you're writing a letter to Cowboys owner Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones.
Wait,
Cowboys owner Jerry Jones.
Is that the guy we were messing with a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, that was the same guy when they said you could control the lights at the Bank of America Tower in downtown Dallas. And he came on the Channel 8 like, and here's a story about controlling the lights of downtown. If you would like to control the lights of downtown Dallas.
Hey, that's no way to talk about the voice of Monday Night Football.
Hey. What's his name?
Tess.
Who's he with?
Wit.
Yeah.
And Big.
There you go.
It's up.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.